Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Hypocrisy. Never been labeled as a menace to society, but society was a menace to the very pride of me. As a child, I didn't know to take the right steps. Preacher looked in my eyes and said, it's just a test. I could look at my father and tell that he was blessed, cause my dad was gifted at his mother's last breath. Thinking, how am I so selfish to go sin again? Everyone around me drinking and they smoking, man. I can't take this peer pressure, I can't hold it in. So I grab that red cup and then I pour that gin. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a wife or Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. My mother told me don't just judge a girl by her appearance. Look for intelligence and the godly spirit. Relationships without the Lord ain't gon' last long. Thinking to myself, she probably heard this on a sad song. I met this girl up in the church and we really connected. Every thought I had of her just left me so breathless. Night after night, texting became perpetual. Getting a little sexual and now I'm about to test the rules. This was supposed to be the girl that I wait for. Instead, we in the bed, she asked, can I take more? I got up out the bed and grabbed my stuff and left. Feeling lost of emotions, but a gain of regrets. And now, every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. The book that no one ever wants to read is Revelation, because it talks of God's wrath and the beast of Satan. But that's my motivation to why I keep going. Even though my bars are secular, I keep flowing. Till I turn my lust to love, to my faith above, to the only God I trust in. I don't want the fame and the cheddar, I just want the strength and the will just to live better, man. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm flipping, hurting because it's hypocritical better days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away. Yeah. I don't even know if y'all got that, man. Just listen, man. All you gotta do is listen. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Swatham symptoms, hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. It seems I only give thanks to Him on my best days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on that right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven, it's so far away.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Thank you.
WHAC TM Hyman Radio Live. Hey, welcome to the show. Your hip hop informer, that dude TM Hyman. It's 7-11 in the city on the East Coast cities, 4-11 on the West Coast cities. Wherever you are in the world, you are in tune with the TM Hyman Radio Live. Hey, tonight's topic, write your vision down and make it plain. That comes out of Habakkuk 2:2. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We love her. Give it up for CeeLo. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the evening time. How do you do?
I am good. I am good. What's cracking in Charlotte?
Well, Wiz Khalifa was here last night. And,
Wiz Khalifa?
So that was a big thing. And, no, I did not go to the concert. But, you know, he was here. Yeah, I don't do those things. So, unless I'm backstage, like, for real, I'm just, I mean, maybe I'm bougie in that, right? But, like, really, I don't like the crowds that much.
Hey, as we get older, our patience gets lower.
Well, yeah, but the thing is that my patience had always been the same. I've never liked crowds like that, so.
Okay.
I had to be backstage, right? Like, it feels so much more comfortable, better view. You really know what's going on, and, you know, it's just, yeah.
And you weren't there. All the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up for Toya. Welcome to the show.
Maybe. Hey, Toya, you on mute?
Maybe. Maybe. Hey, welcome,
baby.
Toya, to the show.
Yes. Thank you. Girl, for real. I hear it all. I'm trying
to. 917-889-3926. Domare and Toya will be joining us at some point. Tonight's topic, write your vision down and make it plain. Again, coming out of that scripture, folks, is not just a notion, but, I mean, it's really a requirement. Children act on emotions. Adults create plans and follow through. If you have a plan that's not documented, you don't have the outline, it probably will never come to pass. It just won't happen. Write your ideas, your visions, your aspirations down, along with actions to help them to manifest. Are you a visionary? Are you a dreamer? This topic's for you tonight. Participate. 917-889-3926. Inside this Empowerment Sunday, Toya, are you there?
I am.
Yes. Welcome to the show.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
No doubt.
Well, a minute ago, I'm trying to tell you.
Hey, yeah.
I was ready.
The new international version of the word reads this specifically. Then the Lord replied, write down your revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. The New Living Translation reads, then the Lord said to me, write my answer plainly on tablets so that a runner can carry the correct message to others. The English Standard Version of the Bible reads, and the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so he may run who reads it. The bottom line is, if someone's going to clearly understand what it is that you're thinking about, that you're dreaming about, a big idea, you know, a business concept, it doesn't come to pass just off of a thought. You have to take that thought, put it on paper. I am a witness, and I can attest that anything that you write down, 9 times out of 10, is going to come to pass. Have either of you experienced that? Can you speak to how important it is to write your vision down and make it plain?
Yes. I will say this, that everything that I have attained in life has been because of lists that I've written. And it wasn't even just goals. It was writing down what I may have had a dream about or a vision that came to me and writing it out just pretty much like, solidified it. I mean, I remember before I bought my first house at 25, I remember writing down how many bedrooms I wanted, that I wanted a brick house, that I wanted, you know, certain things to be in place. I wanted a certain type of car and so forth. And the thing is that, no, I didn't have the finances for any of it. But it became available to me. I ended up with a silver car with the CD. I mean, I was specific to, I wanted a CD player and a tape player in the car. It was the only car on the lot like that. You know what I'm saying? It was like, yeah, too many things have happened. But, yeah, writing it down does bring it to fruition a lot faster, and it puts it out into the universe more so than just speaking it.
Absolutely. How about yourself, Toya?
Yes. Especially when it came to my paying off my debt. I wrote it down how I wanted to pay it off, you know, based off my finance charges, how much was owed, all of that good stuff. Wrote it down with my plan on getting my house, how I was going to attain that, you know, without just jumping into it, but making sure I got into it, you know, purchasing the home without having much debt, and, you know, how much money I was going to put down. So, yeah, little things, my business, you know, the business that I'm in, wrote down goals and steps and, you know, how I want to accomplish things with my business. So when you write things down, I think because you actually see the plan there written, it makes you work harder for it and helps to keep things in line. You know, when you're all over the place and you don't have a plan, a step-by-step plan on what to do, you're just everywhere. So it really definitely helps to write it down, keeps you focused on what the end goal is.
Absolutely keeps you focused. We're going to talk about focus, action plans. Everybody's not a good writer. Some people don't know where to start. I'll tell you where to start. Read the scripture passage, regardless of what kind of Bible you have, whether you're a believer or a non-believer. This is biblical, but we're not just talking scripture and you know, physical, biblical, you know, we're not just preaching the Bible tonight. We're just talking about practical. In order to get legs on anything, in order to establish something and help it go to the next level, you've got to write your thoughts down. Rebecca, what is that? H-A-B-A-K-K-U-K. Rebecca, 2-2. Read that. We'll be right back. The Have Nots Natural High featuring Shot. Tia Muhammad Radio Live.
My, pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my.
It's so natural to me to sleep in them thighs and dance off of Stevie Wonder's ribbon in the sky. It's so natural to me, I can see it in your eyes. There's no way to hide your body language, never lie. It's so natural to me, we close face to face. I'm used to the taste, your lingerie lace. It's okay for you to leave your panties at my place. Some say the adventure ain't the finish, it's the chase. So natural to me when I plant my flag, plan house for the weekend and I pack my bag. So natural to me the way you gon' brag when I cook you some breakfast like a stay-at-home dad. It's so natural to me, no plans in advance. The next thing you know, she got her hands in my pants. It's so natural to me to have your knees locked when I A, B, C, D, F, the G spot.
Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my.
It's so natural to me to service your needs, and when that pretty kitty cat purrs, it I feel. So natural to me to dig deep inside and listen to you sing, baby, then she can ride. It's so natural to me, I make her come first, and after you finish, she can get a gum burst. So natural to me, You can be my young nurse. Got the ruler, says she never seen nothing hung worse. It's so natural to me, I just overdoes it. She climbs up the wall and she screams that she love it. So natural to me, I make your legs shake. Have your call and tell your job, you gon' be half a day late. It's so natural to me to have your back arcing close to the wall like handicapped parking. It's so natural to me to make you want more. Says she love the way you feel when she walk around.
My, 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 pure and unadulterated casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, 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 pure and unadulterated casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my,
baby,
my, my,
girl,
my,
you naturally a part of me, naturally honor me. Maybe just for kicks, we should go on eHarmony and upload our profiles and see what type of match it be. Watch how everything comes back naturally. And I'm naturally satisfied when you put your hand in mine. Gravity be pulling us together like we magnetized. Stroking to the rhythm while you're squeezing and you're scratching me. I love the way you feel, we doing whatever comes naturally. It's so natural to me when we walk around nude and sip some bottled water and talk about food. Like what you wanna eat, cause I don't feel like cooking. Now baby, you decide, I don't feel like looking. It's so natural to me, we touch one another, then hop in the bedroom and crush in the covers. So natural to me, when I leave your sheets torn, so just listen to this song and you can feel me when I'm gone.
My, 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 pure and unadulterated casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, 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 pure and unadulterated casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, 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 pure and unadulterated casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, 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 pure and unadulterated casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, 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 my.
TM Hyman Radio Live. That was the Have Nots with Natural High. And we are talking about making a plan. Write your plan down so you can bring it to fruition. There's like, I know that there are 7 laws to success. And like one of them that stuck out in my mind was the law of the mind. It's pretty much if you succeed in your mind, then you'll succeed in life. If you have a defeatist attitude, then you will be defeated. My aunt shared a story with me yesterday about how like this man, he wanted to win, always wanted to win, and his mind state was just about winning. He never thought about it from the point of view of the other people losing. So because he was just thinking about him winning and not looking at the overall picture of it, you know what I'm saying, not really being focused on anything else besides just winning, he never won. But when he took on the attitude of the other people not winning is when he began to win. And so it is a mind state. You know, it's like if you have a strong mental picture of where you want to go, you will be able to take yourself there. But if you're in a situation where you're not able to flourish, your ideas aren't able to flourish, you're in a negative situation, then you'll never have any positive thoughts to bring to fruition. You'll always bring negative things. You know what I'm saying? You'll always produce negative outcomes, and you always produce negative things, and I'm quite sure that the circle around you is negative. So it's like you have to start with yourself first and foremost to say, okay, what do you want to do in life? So if you write these things down, you can write down, you can make a list of what you want to do and the things that you don't want to do. Are you serious? Hold on one.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, okay. No, I think that's a great point. And it's not just about writing it down for you. Often it's about writing it down so that others can also know. Because often you can't do it by yourself. And if you let others know, they can connect and get behind you. And it can become a team effort versus you trying to get it done by yourself. Again, the word says write it down so that a herald or a carrier, you know, may run with it. You know, don't take it so literal. You know, sometimes you got to be able to read between the lines of the scriptures. And it's not somebody running with it literally. It's someone really being able to comprehend or understand what it is, you know, that you're trying to accomplish through your dream, through your vision, through your thought. If you just tuned into the show, welcome. It is July 17th, 2011, 727 in the city. Tonight's topic, you know, your vision. You got to write it down, make it plain. We're joined by Toya and CeeLo tonight. Domare, soon to follow.
You know what, Terrence? I just want to piggyback off of what you just mentioned, you know, not just writing it down for yourself, but writing it down for others to see. I know at the beginning of this month, one of my mentors, you know, sent me a message, what are your goals and your plans for this month, and who else knows about it? You know, because you can't accomplish, like you said, everything on your own. And it's not that you can't do it, but someone who's already been through what you're going through will probably have a better way that will save you time and frustration to get to the end point. So that was a good thing that you said, that it's not just writing it down for yourself, but other people can help you, you know, achieve your goals faster most of the time if you just share what it is you want to do with them.
Yeah. You know what? So let's just hang out right there on that point, right? Because there are many people who really don't know how to share their thoughts with others, really don't know how to literally interact with others. The concept of someone helping them is foreign, and it's not necessarily because, you know, they don't want help. The reality is a lot of people have been positioned in life to be able to do, they had to do all the heavy lifting all by themselves. No one was there to help them out. So they've been conditioned to believe that no one wants to help them. You know, they're on an island all by themselves, and they just do not understand the concept of sharing, or why would someone want to help them without benefiting or getting something out of it. Can both of you give some perspective on the fact that it's not always easy to share your concept and to think that someone wants to help you without strings attached? How do you move past that?
Well, that is a hard thing to move past, because most people want something from you. At least that's what a lot of people experience. Most people want something for you. They have something to gain out of, you know, you're making it, per se. But I know that when I started working on the business team that I'm working with last year, the one thing that they always stress is that you can't do it by yourself, you know, and there's no reason for you to do it by yourself, because there are people who have made it. They've made mistakes. So the easiest way for you to not repeat those mistakes is to share what it is you have planned or what it is you want to do with them, so they can help ease your whole, you know, your path to getting where you're going. So I think it's just finding a, you know, someone who is trustworthy, someone you know is there to help you, and they don't need anything, you know, from you. They don't have anything to gain from it, because, you know, maybe they have already achieved something that you're trying to get or what have you. But I think it starts with finding someone that you can trust, that you know is there to actually help you and not benefit, you know, from you. So sometimes it's not always someone you may know personally, because the people that I met last year, I knew not one of them. I didn't know them. But they made it very clear that we don't need anything from you. But if you have something that you want to achieve, you have goals you want to attain, we are more than happy to help you get there, because in the long run, it's going to, you know, benefit the entire team. But we want to save you time, save you money, save you effort, you know, sweat and pain and tears, because we've already been through it, so it's no need for you to make the same mistakes we have. So I think it's just finding someone who wants to help you, someone that you can trust. You know, I know people are looking for mentors, or maybe they're not, but I know that was a good thing for me, especially within my business, is having a mentor. And still having, you know, I have more than one mentor, actually. So, you know, so it's a good thing. I think just find someone that you can trust, you know, with your plan, someone that you know will actually take the time to help you.
Right. And, well, my point of view of it is not being afraid. Not being afraid to hear no, or not being afraid to hear they can't help you. And selecting, and like you were saying, Toya, about picking people that can help you. You know, it's like you don't want to ask a blind person to lead you anywhere. You know, don't ask people that, don't ask, one mistake that people make is asking people to help them that they think they've been done favors for. Because those are the first people that are not going to help you. Don't go back, don't go to the people that you, you know, well, I did a favor for this person, so they owe me. Not in their mind. They don't owe you nothing. So don't go to the people that you've helped out before, because those are going to be the first people that are not going to help you. You need to step outside of your own circle. And, you know, I mean, like, I find that if you go to different events, go to different networking events and meet different people, meet different circles of people, you know, you'd be so surprised that opening yourself up to strangers is a lot easier than opening yourself up to someone who knows you or that they feel they know you. Because you also have to keep in mind that, think about an idea that you may have had that you've shared with someone close to you, and they're like, oh, that'll never happen, or I don't know how you're going to do that. Well, they're thinking from their point of view what they're not able to do. So those aren't the
right
people you want to talk to, you know. So it's easier for you to go to a stranger and they see your vision unbiased, you know. There's no different than going to talk to a therapist instead of talking to your aunt, you know. It's just like, you know, you're going to have some person that's unbiased who can give you a bigger picture outlook or overview versus just the, oh, I've known you since you were a child. You're hard-headed, so I don't know where you're going to go with yours. You know, you have to be confident in yourself and not be afraid to hear no.
Yeah, you definitely, and even if you aren't all the way confident, right, because confidence, either you have it or you don't. And if you don't have it, you can acquire it. But it starts with applying the feedback that it's okay if somebody says no.
Right.
Move on to the next.
Exactly.
Don't hold grudges. Don't get pissed off. Don't go flat their tires. Don't put a pin in their seat. Just move on. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, somebody's going to help you, specifically
exactly
if you got a good idea. But I think two poignant points. You need a mentor, and you got to come outside your circle.
Yeah.
The people that you are used to, see, they think they know you. They may not
right
even take you seriously.
Right.
Come outside your circle, get a mentor. Tonight's topic, write your vision down, make it plain. We're coming out of Habakkuk 2:2, Habakkuk, Habakkuk 2:2. The scripture reads, then the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it clear on tablets so that anyone can read it quickly. Day 26, Let It Go, featuring Roscoe Dash, T.M. Hammer Radio Live.
Okay, I know I'm known for flexing. Pockets fat like butter injection. Bitches playing frizzy with a water 50 with a rubber band on that bitch in the VI section. I'm so you might as well dance a bit. Louis sponsor me with this bag of rent. You package that they lacking it. No wonder why them haters on that back with soup. You got it, girl. Some reason when you and I together. Don't buy the girl. Go find it, girl. I swear to God, you can be the spokesperson for Bobby's world. Yo, just right on life, she ready. Drop it down low to a knee, she begging. Pick it up slow, sweat, sweat, sub, go. With you throw that thing around like rice on a wedding, I'm down.
Thank you.
blessed in that breakup. Welcome to the show, everybody. We're talking about taking our vision, writing it plain. So I want to help you to be able to take your vision and write it plain. But first, you got to free yourself from people. A lot of people run around, you know, and they're bogged down by different things, you know. But guess what? Alcohol isn't the only thing that'll bog you down. You know, drugs and sex and, you know, lying and stealing and cheating, those are all issues, you know, that we need to become delivered from. But let me help you. If you're a visionary, if you're a dreamer, if you're somebody with goals aiming high, you have to sit down, focus, and ask your God to deliver you from people. Your issue may not be alcohol. You may not have ever stolen anything in your life. You might be a virgin. Fornication is not a problem for you. But you're moved by how people feel, what people think, what people say. And at the end of the day, as a visionary, you've got to be free of people. To hell with what they say. At the end of the day, surround yourself with people who are for you, people who are supporting you, people who have captured your vision, and they're running with it. The word of God says in Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision down, make it plain on tablets, so he may run who reads it. See, that hater is not going to read it. So why do you care? They're not going to run with it. They're jealous. They're envious. Dreamer, visionary, goal setter, write the vision down, make it plain, so that those who read it, let me break that down. What that means is that there are going to be some who don't read it. Guess what? It's okay. CeeLo said, don't be afraid of rejection. If they don't want to read it, it's on them. Ask your God to deliver you from people, and I can guarantee you the day that you no longer care about what they say and how they feel and the fact that they don't like you, guess what? To hell with them. Stay focused. Write your vision down. Make it plain inside this empowerment moment.
You know.
That was TMG, Hey Girl, here on TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for joining us this Empowerment Sunday. When we're talking about, you know, your dreams, your goals, what you want to accomplish, you need to actually put it in writing. What are your plans? What are you, you know, what do you plan to do? Put it in writing. And, you know, we recently touched on the fact that you need to share those plans with other people. CeeLo did mention that sometimes you have to be careful of who you share your plans with, because a lot of people in your circle, more in your family, you know, they may not look at your plans the way you do, so they may not be as positive about them. But the one thing you do need to make sure you do is always keep positive people in your circle. You know, not to say that your friends aren't good people, but they may not be the most positive people. You know, I can say, like, with all of us here on the show, when we have something that we need to do, you know, as far as business is concerned, we know how to separate friendships from business relationships, and we can actually give each other constructive criticism and not take offense to what each other has to say. So, you know, you need to look at the type of people you have in your circle. You know, make sure they're positive people, they're actually looking out for your best interests, or they actually have goals that they're trying to attain. So, you know, you guys are all on the same, you know, along the same lines. You don't want people in your circle that are constantly going to down you or try to keep you where they are, you know, out of jealousy or, you know, just not understanding because they don't have any, you know, goals that they're trying to attain. So I think that's one thing people need to keep in mind also.
Yeah, and you know what? And it's funny you say that, because I found that, like, it took me to get physically held back to mentally overstand how many quote unquote friends really love to hate me. Because when I really needed to, I'm talking when I really needed people to physically help me, when I was normally I pretty much did everything myself, and to see that there were people who were supposed to be my friends who were upset because I was getting so much attention. But I needed that attention. I needed the help. But they hated the fact that I was getting attention. They hated the fact that, why is everybody so, you know, trying to help her? And it's like, but I need help. So if you're my friend, why would you even feel it necessary to question, why aren't you helping me? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I feel so blessed to have the understanding so that I could stop walking through the mud when there was, you know, clear land for me to walk on. And I had to bring back a mantra that I had prior to being hurt. I used to say, confuse my enemies in the spiritual realm. And I would say that whenever I would get, like, seemingly frustrated and I felt like I was being attacked, but it was like, you know what? Just confuse my enemies in the spiritual realm. Don't allow them to intervene on the positivity or intervene on what's going on in my life, especially if their intentions are not good for me, you know.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times you don't even recognize, you know, like you may even feel that someone's jealous of you. You're like, nah, what are they jealous for? It could be something as simple as I found that people dislike me because of my faith, my ability of having faith. And it's very interesting as well that, you know, you're speaking out of Rebecca. When a friend of mine, I had a vision a couple of weeks ago, and I said, God, who can I talk to this vision about that's not going to be like, oh, you're crazy or whatever. Who understands that spiritual realm? And I got the phone call from that same person that I needed to talk to without having to, you know, make any phone calls, send a text, any of that. I said, who can I talk to? Send them to me.
Well, you did.
And they were thinking.
You did send a text message. You sent a text message in the spirit.
Right. And you know what? When you know what it brought me to was Rebecca. It really did. And that's what she said. She was like, write down your vision. And I said, okay. So I did that. And what's very interesting is while I wrote down my vision and so forth, while I was talking to her, I looked in Rebecca while I was online trying to look for this vision I had, right? Write the information that I had the vision on. And Rebecca, it was like, the just shall lead by faith. It's in that same text. And then I also found in there, late, if you go further down, a statement that I just started saying not too long ago was, well, whatever you do, do it well. I didn't know that was in the Bible.
Absolutely.
I didn't know that was in Habakkuk. It's
absolutely
in Habakkuk.
whatever you do, do it well. And I was like, I didn't know that that's where that came from. I've never even read Rebecca prior to that.
Prophesied. It's okay.
Right.
Hey, if you've just tuned into the show, everybody, it's Sunday, Empowerment Sunday, July 17th, and you're hearing some encouraged, empowered people. Thanks for joining us. It is 7:53 in Jacksonville, Florida. It's 8:54 now in Rio de Janeiro. Regardless of where you are in the world, you are tuned to TM Hama Radio Live. We're talking to visionaries tonight, dreamers and goal setters. If you're not a dreamer, a visionary, or a goal setter, you know, if you don't like the show, if you're, you know, you're not getting anything out of it, that means we're not talking to you. If you are a dreamer, a visionary, or a goal setter, hit us up. We want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. And if not, just continue to hang out and listen, because we're speaking to you, you know, off the cuff, you know, very genuinely, very real, as we always do. It's real. CeeLo spoke of haters, enemies. They're real, my friends. And even if you don't want to go in the spirit, you know, just think about robbers, carjackers, and rapists.
Right.
They're haters. And,
yeah.
And at the end of the day, what we have got to make is we have got to make the haters and our enemies our footstools. And it's not
yeah.
us that do it. It's God that does it, but we have to ask him and get in his lane and come out of these other lanes that we're in. Let's get in his lane, stay in his lane, which simply means to read his word, try to comprehend it, because it's more simplistic than you really think. And if you're reading out of a Bible that doesn't work for you, get a version that does. There are many versions of the Bible that translate the word into practical talk, just like you're hearing right here on this show. Again, you know, you need a translation that speaks to you. You got the King James Version, the American King James Version, the American Standard Version, the, you know, the Bible Basic Version. You got the Darby Bible. You got the English Revised. You got the Webster's Bible, you know, the Young's Literal. Damn. It's a lot of Bibles. So there's no excuse for not reading it.
Right.
You understand?
And you know what? Yeah, and you know what else, too, though? Another thing that I wanted to say, the mouth conquers your mind. Your mouth conquers your mind. The words that you speak formulate your mind path. So outside of writing it down, you have to speak it into existence. And every negative thought, you need to dispel it. Regardless of what it is, I don't care if it's as simple as looking at somebody that's walking down the street and wondering what are they doing with themselves, what do they got on. Don't worry about them. Worry about what you got on. Worry
right.
about the place that you can make in life and how you can help, you know, the people around you.
Yeah, two really good cross references to Rebecca 2:2. One is Romans 15:4. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. Again, Romans 15:4. The next one is Revelation 1:19. Write, therefore, what you have seen, what is now, and what will take place later, is written right there in the Bible. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, and one can I want to add a scripture though. It's out of Isaiah 11. When it it's like yeah Isaiah 11:3, which says and he will delight in the fear of the Lord, and he will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth, and he will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, with the breath of his lips. And he will slay the wicked.
Yeah. Right there. It is written, my friends. Hey, we're encouraging you tonight to follow Rebecca 2:2. It says, write it down, make it plain, so that they may read it
and run
with it. You in tune to TM Hama Radio Live. It's 7:58 in New York City. It's 12:58 in London. Thanks for rocking with us.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. bother. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed, but you just lead the way. I'm just bother. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. This life hard to swallow, that's why I got my Bible. I feel my life won't change if I don't hit the lotto. But see, I got dreams, but they don't know what that means, so they try to bring me down. At least that's how it seems. But you king of the kings, you God of the gods, and I'ma need you to handle all of my pride. I know where I'm at, but yet I'm still lost. I just know where I'm going. If you cut me out, please don't do that. I can't survive without you, as long as I know that I'll never be without you. My faith so strong, I never ever doubt you. The God's in me and you too, just get it out you. And Lord, please forgive me for days I won't church. I was out there crying, doing my dirt. That ain't fair to you, I owe you so much. I'll always be your child, please help me grow up. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed, but you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed, but you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So I don't worry much about these hard times. Cause he gon' clear it up, everything gon' be fine. I ain't struggling for nothing, he's turning me into something. I know God is real and there's nothing else above him. So I gotta tell Jesus, there's no one like you. My own people do me wrong, but you always come through. But I must say, Jesus, it's hard being you. So my own peoples might say I did them wrong too. I guess I'm trying to say that ain't nobody perfect, but nobody's always worthless. I know that's a purpose. Home is our earthless, and I will not be nervous. The street lights come on, it's time for me to go home. My worship, the Alpha and Omega, who you know do it better. So many troubles, but it gets me through whatever. Long as you find God, you can find him however. What you say here felt that you had to go to Mecca.
God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black, and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you.
Good morning. Hello. Good up and turn the lights
on. I'm leaning on the bar, the time to the control. When you fall, so I'm giving my pride. 25 on the bag, I'll be stepping on the air. Anyway, cause the music won't stop.
That's your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
Around me know that we actually have a studio
that does audio video production that if you said, you know, 5 years ago, how was it going to happen? We didn't know. I didn't know. But the vision was clearly written and it was plain. Folks, regardless of what may not seem possible, doable, feasible, the idea is, you know, if you're a visionary, if you're a dreamer, if you're a goal setter, you know, it's just about effort and focus.
Right.
You can do all things, but first you have to write the vision down and make it plain.
Right. And you know what? And I've always been the person that would say, I don't make plans, which I don't. Because the thing is this, that in my mind, I don't make plans. Because I think we've had a conversation about this off air, but I don't necessarily make plans. I say, this is what I want, and I'll write that down, and I'll just go for it. I don't necessarily have the, I may not have the financial resources. I may not have any of the resources that I need to get to what I'm saying I want. But I know that this is what I want. Like, for instance, when I decided to move to Charlotte, I swear it was divine intervention. I'm telling you that God led me to Charlotte. I did not know a person in Charlotte at all. I had no family ties or anything. But when I said, where am I supposed to go, the answer I got was Charlotte. Why? I don't know. But now I know why. Because I had to break the cycle. There was a cycle I had to break that I didn't even know I was in. That subconsciously I knew I was in, but consciously I had no idea I was in. And my plan was to bring my daughter and I were supposed to come here. This is going to be a new life and blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? God's plan wasn't that. My quote-unquote plan was for me and my daughter to come here. God's plan wasn't that. It was for her to be with her father. And I had to get myself to where I wouldn't raise an angry child. I came here with a check, with one check, $700. That's it. I ended up buying a house within a year of being here. But all I knew is I wanted to move to Charlotte. I was going to buy a house. I knew I was here for a reason, just not knowing what that reason was.
We'll be right back, everybody. It's 8:11.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Coast to coast instrumental.
Why don't you, babe?
Won't you just let go? No, it ain't working on them papers.
Day by day.
We ain't going nowhere, nah.
Really
nowhere. It ain't like you love me or nothing.
I'm
just hanging on to nothing but win. Let go. Let go. I'm fed up. I'm fed up. Just give me my freedom. Give me my freedom. I told you I'm fed up.
I'm fed
Let
up.
Let go.
She was made with a special ingredient. Her dressing is even with a drive up my blood pressure. I'm texting and BBing. I'm larger than medium. The stress is moving up inside. Wanting my freedom, but she's standing at the borderline. Not saying she's trying to hurt me, but trust me, it's controversy. The more that we fussing, the more I'm leaving. I'm trying to hurry. Hydrated, kind of thirsty. You flicker to find my mercy. I'm close to the engine on pins and needles. Is where my nerves be. We don't be kissing like one of us got the herpes. And through this adversity, faithfulness, she's supposed to be up. It doesn't pay to keep her. If I can pay, I'll leave her. I use a check, cash, probably even twice a visa. I'm bleeding by the leader, shoulda knew the sign of Libra. Before I said I need her, shoulda took the time to read her. Being a lover, leave your death blind and growing weaker. Now I regret the day I bowed and stood before that preacher.
That means you say it's over, right? So why is it I'm still getting phone calls out of nowhere? Text messages out of nowhere. You want to talk, you want to talk about what happened, but it's no fixing this situation, baby. It's dead. And I'm good. So now you can watch me spread my wings and yell it like, ow!
Now it's more attitude. What happened to gratitude? You flip the strip on me like I be mad at you. It's more headache looking and trying to set straight. All about egos, views, and side people. Now them hoes is a threat because you have weight. Holding on because money causes champagne. Used to rap like you handled my campaign. Trying to get you out my mind like pants with grass stains. Memories live in the trash can. Be a fool to be locked up and give you my last name. But when the money goes, true color shows. When it's around and tearing like wearing underclothes.
See that
you say what I want and I just drop my show. I got some coolers, freaking start in the blueprint. Fish bowl in my feelings, so now it's new sense. The reverse without you.
Be about you.
Fuck with that nigga, man. Give him that headache. Set me free, you know? Let me do my thing. Let me get my life back. Let me move the corner. Be it to be a born.
WHAC TM Muhammad Radio Live presents Shot and Kato. That joint right there is called Set Me Free. You're in tune to TM Muhammad Radio Live. Tonight's topic, write your vision down, make it plain. Hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, with entertainment and national news. Give it up for CeeLo.
Noon in the morning time, people. It is Sunday, July 17th. I cannot believe that this month is almost over. Let's start out in the U.S. There's some tidbits I have for you guys tonight. Now, time is winding down on the debt solution, and President Obama is working in overdrive to resolve. Now, my point of it is they don't want the Social Security recipients, mostly of them being, you know, elderly, they don't want them on that White House lawn. So I'm thinking they need to come up with a solution very soon. I think they have to the end of July. So I'll keep you guys abreast of that situation. Now in the UK, I was telling you guys the other day how, you know, that Murdoch scandal with the World News newspaper, the Murdoch scandal, it continues to unravel. And they have now, with the UK top police chief, has quit over this hacking scandal. So we're going to see how this snowballs and where it's going to end up at. In the sports world, in Frankfurt, Germany, Japan beats out the U.S. for the Women's World Cup 3-1. Now, this is for the soccer fans. Now, it's been 12 years since the U.S. won the cup, and the talk was that this U.S. team was going to, you know, change that. However, I guess you guys will have to get them next time. Now, in other news, this is national news. Casey Anthony was released from jail 2 weeks after being acquitted of the murder of her child. So I don't know what her future is going to look like. She may have to go into, like, I don't know, do they have, like, do they have, like, protection for people who, you know, in her case? I'm wondering. I don't know. But
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, you know, I hope they do, because she's going to get it's going to be a rough war for a while. You know, I don't know where she's going to be able to go when they don't know anything about the case, but, you know, wish her all the luck. Now, in the U.S., over the weekend, the box office watch, the final chapter of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, it topped the box office, grossing $168.6 million.
Wow.
In the U.S., making it the highest grossing movie on opening weekend since The Dark Knight, which grossed $158.4 million. I was like, wow. And the international numbers haven't even came in yet. So, like, way to go, single mom. Yes. And I wanted to use the last part of my segment to share something with you guys, because it's something that I wrote in my notebooks. I always write encouraging things at the beginning of my notebooks. And this is something that I got from Calvin Coolidge. It was a saying he had. And it was, press on. Nothing can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. The world is full of unsuccessful people with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education alone will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. And that was something from Calvin Coolidge. I just wanted to drop that jewel on y'all, and thank you, and that's all I have for you guys for entertainment and national news.
All the way live from Charlotte tonight, this Empowerment Sunday at CeeLo, everybody.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Power Professor Gregory Roof. That hopefully we'll have him back on the show here soon, Sam Hunter Radio Live. Is he actually still on Broadway? Does anyone know?
Yeah. I actually seen some Entertainment Tonight, like clips and where they were actually at the play. Probably doing some coverage.
They're running for a few months
so, yeah.
now, so they're doing well.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get a little hiatus. He can stop by and check us out again. There's some new music. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we definitely need some new music from him. If you've just joined the show, it's 8:24 here in Florida. It's 7:24 in New Orleans. It's 2:24 in the AM out in Paris, France. Regardless of where you are in the world, you're in tune to TM Hama Radio Live. Hey, hit us up, 917-889-3926. The topic tonight, write your vision down, make it plain. Hey, somebody said something earlier about being careful or being scared and how to address that. You know, I think it's very humanistic to be afraid or to be cautious, at least, when you're sharing ideas, specifically with people that you don't know. Anyone who says that they aren't leery, you know, of sharing, you know, ideas that they think are valuable, lying, you know, or either the idea really isn't that valuable. Because most people who have good ideas should be trying to protect them in some way, shape, or form, because the reality is there are snakes who will take your stuff and pawn it off as their own.
Thank
and you don't want to do that.
What?
You know, so you have to be careful. You have to be careful.
Yeah, you do.
And
I was trying to get
yourself.
A good former doctor to come on and share her insightfulness, but she's acting shy right now. Yeah.
Okay, well, it's okay. We're just going to talk about some practical ways to protect ourselves. You know, trademarks, copyrights, patents, you know.
And you can
educate yourself. Educate yourself on what's necessary. You know, if you're going to conduct business, handle your business all the way. Write your vision down, make it plain. There's these things in business, specifically in corporate business, that's called articles of incorporation and bylaws. You know, it's writing the vision, making it plain, and then letting everybody know, you know, kind of laying down the law. That's really what it's about, being responsible and accountable. You're in tune to TM Hama Radio Live. It's Sunday, July 17th, Empowerment Sunday. Tonight, we're just encouraging all visionaries, dreamers, and those aiming for goals to write the vision down and make it plain. Children act on emotions. Adults create plans and follow through. You know, if you don't have a plan, 9 times out of 10, you know, if it's not documented, it's not going to come to pass. You know, write your ideas, your visions, your aspirations down, along with some actions that's going to help it to manifest. Are you a visionary? Are you a dreamer? CeeLo, are you a visionary, dreamer?
I am
goal
a visionary. I'm a visionary. Yeah.
Okay.
I am definitely a visionary.
What makes you a visionary?
What makes me a visionary is because of how many the ideas that I have came up with that other people weren't able to help me bring to fruition. But the people that heard it, I've had more than one person run with my idea, and it become fruitful. And,
okay.
I mean, I've even seen where I've had an idea, and I remember saying, I swear, I thought I was being recorded. Like, I'm telling you, it just kept happening back to back. Like, I thought to have, like, the, you know, the whites on the pad, right? I'm telling you, like, I couldn't figure out a way to get to the company to tell them what I needed, right? Next thing I know, it's coming out. And I was so aggravated, and it hurt my feelings because it was like I could have been part of that. You know what I'm saying? It's like I look at things in diagram form, in 3D. I visualize it. And most of the things that I visualize, I do bring to fruition. But the thing was I had to learn how to pick my team. But when I fell back and was like, you know what, okay, I guess I'm just going to have to do this by myself, what do I have now? I have a beautiful team. You see what I'm saying? It was just like I knew I needed a team, but I was searching for the wrong people. And now I have the people that I need around me. I have you guys around me that I've known you for, what, 10 years at this point, 10, 11 years? And look where we are now, though. You know, so it's like,
you just never know. You never know.
Write your vision down. Make it plain.
Seals the deal. HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal. HAC Media.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee. Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Sunday. It's 8:38 coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight. Hey, tonight's topic, write your vision down and make it plain. Sunday, July 17th, 2011. Are you a visionary or a dreamer? Toya, visionary or dreamer? CeeLo's a visionary.
A little bit of both. I'd probably say more of a visionary. I don't dream too big, but most of the things that I want, I usually work towards getting. As far as a visionary, I would say that as far as that's concerned, I think I'm better with helping other people with what their dreams and visions are. You know, helping them put their, you know, goals in place and helping them with whatever it is that they're working on, the tasks that they're working on at that time. But I wouldn't say I'm a big dreamer. I just know what I want, and the things I want, I'll work for. And, I can't say I'm a big visionary, but I do well at the things that I'm working on, you know, and I do well with helping other people with the things they're working on. So,
Right. Domer, visionary or dreamer, or a little of both? Domer.
I would have to say... I'm going to say I'm both. I can't claim one because in my mind sometimes visionary just means that, you know, you have a lot of vision, but that doesn't mean all the time that you're going to put it, that it's going to come to fruition. Dreamer, sometimes people just have a lot of dreams and they may not mean anything. But so I'm a little bit of both. I think I see sometimes people who more of dreamers go out there and make their dreams happen as opposed to visionaries who just have a bunch of ideas. So I will take, I'm a little bit of a visionary, I'm a little bit of a dreamer, and you put that all together with some faith and some fortitude, and you go out there, and that's me.
Okay. I definitely am both a dreamer and a visionary. Anything that I set my mind on typically comes to pass. But I also, you know, try to rally people and motivate people so it comes easy. Dreamer, because I'm constantly coming up with something. I do dream big, think big, always have. My parents used to say you have caviar taste with Coca-Cola money.
Right.
You know, so I can relate.
Right, but the thing is that you have to make your, in certain rights, you have to make your own provision, you know. It's like if you
right.
If you want caviar, then you will have to do things to get caviar, you know. But you can't allow someone else's thoughts of you deter, you know, what your tastes are, you know. If someone
right.
tried to talk you out of going towards your caviar, you have to ignore that. It's hard to do, but you have to ignore that. Unless it just really is an unattainable goal, you know. I mean, like...
There's no such
like,
thing as an unattainable goal. You can work for whatever it is that you want. You just have to be able to put your fear aside and go for it. I think you can achieve anything.
No.
You just have to have the right people working
with
you and the right mindset to get it.
Yeah,
right.
Well, okay.
Like, if you want to be a millionaire, you can't get advice from me. I'm not a millionaire, you know. I got to get advice from someone who already has the money, you know. So it's just the people you work with and how the structure that you lay out. Like Karen said, you have to put it in writing. You have to have a plan. So I think you can achieve it.
Well, what my unrealistic goals for is like, for instance, if you wake up one morning and decide you want to walk to the moon, that's not possible. You can try and you can think about it all you want to, but how are you going to walk to the moon? You know what I'm saying? Like, unattainable.
Unrealistic and unattainable are two different things. People can set unrealistic goals, but I think we're saying nothing's unattainable. But you can set unrealistic goals as a person when you know, you know what I'm saying? If you know something, that's just an unrealistic goal for that particular individual. But any goal is attainable.
It's attainable.
Is that what you're saying, Toya?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I would
I think it's the wording, unrealistic and unattainable, two different words.
Like, unrealistic to me is, I want to, you know, if I said, oh, I want to be a master typer,
Well, that's not my thing. I'm not a typer. I've never have been a typer. I'm a hands-on person, but to sit there and tick, 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 that's not my thing.
But that's not something that you can't attain. If you can work for it, you can do it.
Yeah, I've tried it. And yes,
unrealistic goal for you in your condition is being back, going back to lay cable again. That's an unrealistic goal, but it's not unattainable. You can do it. You're just going to get hurt doing it. But unrealistically, you shouldn't do it because you know better that, you know, you're not capable of doing it to the best of your ability at 100%. That's an unrealistic goal, but it's not something that's not attainable. You still can achieve it.
Yeah, but then that would still, like, yeah. It still becomes unrealistic. Right.
It is. Y'all funny.
Okay,
I'm going back to work.
Cool about that. Next subject.
8917-889-3926. Hey, write the vision down, make it plain. You know, again, we're just trying to encourage you tonight. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the bottom line, again, children act on emotions. Adults create plans, you know, and follow through with the plans. And that's the goal. You can, you know, write it down, make it plain, follow through, and achieve what it is you're trying to accomplish. It's really that simple. 917-889-3926.
I just pray for somebody that can type. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all. Send them my way.
Right.
I write all day. How?
917-889-3926. Hey, I just want to talk about a 5-year plan.
Okay.
5-year plan. If you really are trying to accomplish something, write it down, get other people involved so that they can become an accountability partner to you. It's helpful. You can accomplish your goal when you have somebody pushing you along. It's difficult. Sometimes it's lonely. But your accountability partner also motivates you. Write it down, make it plain, but get other people involved. Go outside of your circle, and it's helpful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if the people in your circle don't agree with your thoughts, then, you know, see why. See why they don't agree with it. Is it because of their own inhibitions, you know? Or is it because they don't feel like your goal is realistic, you know, and see why. You can read on these things. You can do research on the, if you want to go into a, like a new, if you want to set out onto a new frontier, you know, do all the research you can about, you know, the path that you would like to go. See what you need to do to get to where you want to go. Surround yourself, like what Toya was saying, you can't get million-dollar advice, millionaire advice from someone who only has $50 in their pocket and never attained, you know, $1 million. Can't learn how to be a millionaire for someone that's on a beer budget, you know? Really. Pick and choose. Pick and choose your battle.
Pick and choose your battle. Hey, Nightcap. Superb. We'll be right back. TM Home Radio Live. It's 8:47.
Turn the robot in charge. I love the way you move. Oh, I really think you got me. Let me show you how you got me. Send a text from me to you. Mitch, when are you coming through? I said my people need to holler at him. She got a patio. Go holler at him. As we lay on the vivid dust, you said it's like sleeping on a cloud. I'm the subject of all your friends.
These are my friends. Come over.
We don't stop, girl.
Turn over.
I give you my all, girl.
I want you.
I want you.
Oh, I made it right. I got your big dogs. I hate weight. Stainless steel countertop. Pearl and gray lace. Get on my way, lady. I guarantee your goody goodies and your mind state gon' get you hurt.
I wanna get you free tonight. I wanna get you free tonight.
weekday. When your man got his first date on the couch at your mama's house. You sat on my lap with your back out. You said my side made you get it on. And I encourage you to let go. I know you love the way I take control. It's so on. I got a scene for ya. Polynesian mama, sexy like a solid raincoat when it's on ya. Marlena show, California soul. What we banging on in my suite on the top floor.
Say that you have to make a list tonight. if you are in if you are a person in need of a mentor, you really want to identify your mentor. With 5 minutes left in the program tonight, thanks for rocking with us. 8:54 in Atlanta, 8:54 here in Tampa, Florida. If you're looking for a mentor tonight, jot down a list of 25 names, your closest friends who are successful. Don't put anybody on the list who's not employed. You only want to be mentored by gainfully employed people or people who retired wealthy. You don't want to be mentored by anybody who's stressed out or busted. That's the first key to it, right? So 25 people who you admire, who are working, who are successful, a list of 25. They could be your uncle, your aunt, your school teacher, the man at the grocery store. If you respect them and they're successful, they may not even graduated from high school, but they're successful. They're taking care of themselves and others. Out of that list, who knows you? Who would respect your vision and help you to take it to the next level? Identify those people. Those are potential mentors. Somebody who cares about you, somebody who you think is going to help you to become successful, somebody who's already successful. You have to identify those people, and then you go to them and let them know what you're trying to accomplish. I'm seeking you as my mentor because I'm trying to start a business one day. I'm trying to go to college. I'm trying to not keep going to jail. I'm trying to not have to do all these community service hours so often. How can I be successful? How can I be where you are? People who are already there, they're not intimidated by you trying to be there. You know, they actually want to help you to get there. You know, don't be moved by negativity around you. Get outside of your circle. Everybody's not all that negative outside of that circle you hang with. Hey, join us back tomorrow night, 10 p.m. We appreciate you for rocking Inside Empowerment Sunday. Angels, last-minute comments, shout-outs. Thanks for rolling.
Thank you. I just want to say whatever you do, do it well, and that persistence and determination is going to get you where you want to go. And if you go to write that that list as PM suggested, or the 25 names, and you can't come up with 25 names in your circle, then that means you need to change your circle, baby. That's all. Rock with it.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't come up with 25 positive people who are successful that you know, you may have to look at you. And what's at the core of you? And,
exactly.
And why are you surrounded by people who aren't successful, who only, you know, go by nicknames, who, you know, aren't stable? It's because you're making bad decisions, you know. Establish right relationships versus wrong relationships in your life. You can't be successful in wrong relationships. That's for somebody. I don't know what that means, but that's for somebody.
Hard work, determination, prayer, and don't be scared of failure. Fear of failure. Failure helps to make, you know, mistakes help to make who you are. Just don't continue to make the same mistakes. And be blessed.
No doubt.
Miss Willingham, are you out there? No? Be a blessing, then, on Miss Willingham's behalf.
On mute, maybe? Okay.
Hey, good night, everybody. Hey, thanks for rocking with us.
Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live, live, live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio.